don't get it. You don't fucking matter. You're not bigger than philosophy, than the universities I study. And you don't get to try to, you couldn't even claim that you take from that to life for hookers from Yale University or from any of their philosophy majors to life for hookers and use God to kill military family and be Mexican, Mexico, to try to threaten children, ruin military careers, to ruin military families. You don't make examples. You don't do shit. You don't have mocking. Like, you're smarter, you're better. You don't have examples in God. You don't have a mother, a father, their children, a stepmother, military. You don't have anything such as snitching. Thinking you go through my YouTube at all. Of all the manipulation tactics of people, all the narcissistic tactics of people, all the ways they take advantage, the military psychiatrist to turn into, you want to make a game for coochie juices and criminals and nasty vaginas of people with on camera for a version of God with a football player, trying to set up the human trafficking of a mother, collective gossiping in the background and in prison. To set up the trafficking of a mother and ruin a military family's using God. You don't have examples to make. Criminals, irrelevant, police force protection orders, real. Because claim they are the stemming of dead children and dead teeth. Not just you. Not just you. Not you. When with who I left with and what I went through. You know, I would never do anything. I wrote grievances with black girls. And like I said, I met a football player and beautiful women from Houston. And they don't get human traffic. I turned everything. Mike Barber and a prostitute don't matter. And they know they don't matter. They were sitting right next to me before they left. You don't get, you just don't fucking matter. That's funny. You have no military families concerning me. Manipulating everything, and I'm not a prostitute. I don't get shame. You're shameful. And when I live by a cop that ain't concerned, and you, I'm scaring you. And then for Hood, I had more so West Texas and Fort Bragg. Did you marry me for money with a whore? That's long gone. You don't get it. You wore my t-shirt with dead soldiers from my class. Dead soldiers from my class. Only I could release. You don't say, you don't message me saying he's marrying you for money. He was going to marry me for, and I have a child. You don't speak of my soldier's family. You're not even special, you're sickly. You look so fucking stupid. And there were more investigators. And then more phone calls. And people don't know about the psychologist, like, or attorney. When you claim you're marrying me, when you commission a crime, like, you even fucking deserve to be in the military. And then I know other people longer than you met them in the military. I don't associate to no sucia fest. I associate to other things and people. So I don't have your personality at all. You know, no matter what, I had a Fort Bragg t-shirt on. Fort Bragg dead soul. And you couldn't take advantage. And every process in which in the way you do is known to the arm from Bear County. From Bear County. And it's not your army. It's not your world. Less of you go to the mill. Less of you. And there's no jokes you have in family. There's no kissing. There's no looking at a vagina and say, I'm scared of your father. But my father has more people. More people, too. But you don't know what people I'm from. Oh, but it didn't matter to you. That's funny. Especially a musician, Ben. And nothing's from you. At all. I'm his daughter. And I'm not stupid. And Bexar County has nothing to get in for. You have nothing to manipulate for crack junkie, hooker. I mean, it's not like you get treated like respectable women. It's not like you have people in the military for 70 years. So they're 70. That shit don't stay in the military. And now, I've written in the military, you don't even stay in long enough to matter. Because your full personality and everything that you're willing to do and to all kinds of people is known. I look through everything. You don't even belong in the military. And in no association to certain cops. Do you belong in the military? You do not belong. You don't belong. Talking. And you look stupid. And the stupid that they look like. They wear it so well. And people don't associate that to the military. You have no association. You try to take advantage of me. And you have nothing to do or say. You're stronger. You're not. You have no association to me whatsoever. Or my daughter. Or my daughter. At all. And nothing's innocent. You don't groom with no one and then marry them. You don't threaten me. You don't threaten anything about my daughter. You don't even know me. Because you look stupid. Wrong family. And you can't say that. Get deported. And none of your family exists coming back. And there's no, I got a bigger family. Go to jail. Because you're not shit to any Fort Bragg soldier from my color. You never will be. And there's no, I know bigger. You don't know what fucking. You know masturbation videos of Mexicans and the army to groom and trash ass people out the army to help. Did you get picked on in elementary? You sucked the dick of a dog in junior. Did you pick on Walmart when you're high? You don't know where the fuck I came from. I'm in San. Nobody cares about San Antonio. San Antonio is funny. Like I said, there's no undesired effect. Vagina or correct. I'm long gone. Sitting next to an army soldier's white daughter in prison. She said, you know, my ex-boyfriend's a Latin king. My father was in the military, and he puts a stool next to the window when the cops come to help me get out. Are you, or the Air Force daughter, talking about her brother and sister, and say, did you hear what that correctional officer was telling all those black girls? You don't have control of anything. You never did until I left. That was a soldier from Dayton, where I talked to Priya. And that was an Air Force soldier. And then a Navy soldier said, I love you to the moon and back. What I tell my daughter. So you have nothing to do to military family.